Welcome to Let's Do It Radio, First Sunday Communion Service. It is May 1st, 2022. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, broadcasting to you worldwide. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today on another Sunday service. Please, if you would, put your hands together for none other than Reverend Carolyn McCullough of Spread the Word Ministries out of Arlington, Texas, as she brings us her welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yay! Amen. If you want to go ahead and greet us this morning, or this afternoon, I should say.
Yes, we would just like to say thank you to all of our listening audience for being present with us today. Welcome to Let's Do It Radio. We thank God for everything that he has done. We thank God for what he is doing, and thank God for what he will continue to do. And we're just praising God and rejoicing in God today for what he has already given us. And that is eternal life. If we so choose to have eternal life, we can have it through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank God, and we thank all of you for being present with us today. Amen.
Amen. And then we'll have a call to worship and invocation by Reverend Rodney McCullough.
Amen. Amen. God bless all of our listeners. What a blessing it is to be in the land of the living. Yes. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we all will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, how glad I was when they said unto me that I could go into the house of worship, that I could step in on my own. I didn't have to contact the priest, the bishop, or nobody else, but I could contact the Lord directly. That's when the curtain was ripped from top to bottom, when Jesus Christ gave his life for our sins. It gave us access to God. What a day that was. What a day that was. Lord, we enter into your presence. We need you, oh God. Oh, how we need you this very hour. Lord, we call on you to manifest yourself, because you are omnipresent. You are already everywhere at the same time. When you tell yourself bye, you say hello, because you meet yourself going.
Hello.
And so we know you're already here, but we just ask that you manifest yourself, that we feel your presence, that we know that you are in this service. Lead, guide, and direct us. You're welcome. You're needed. We have to have you, oh God, before we can get anything done. So we thank you now. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, in Jesus' name, come, Heavenly Dove. Oh, in Jesus' name. And manifest yourself in this worship service. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for just allowing us to be here today, dear Heavenly Father. For if it wasn't for you, don't know where we would be. Don't know where we would be. I'm going to play The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power by the combined choir with Justin Savage.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. I'm excited already. I'm sorry. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
Never lose.
Thank you.
Isn't it a blessing to know
that
his blood will never lose its power? Hallelujah.
Never, ever, ever lose its power. Thank you. It's just like coming off of Easter and everything, and then, you know, I tried to watch The Passion of Christ, but it just hurts too much, you know, to see what this one person goes through, and to know that its power, the blood will never lose its power, just that blood that came streaming down, and the man who took on our sins, and just, whoo, just makes you want to do things, shout, everything else. So I'm just so thankful, so grateful, and just so appreciative for Jesus, you know, dying on the cross for me. And today is First Sunday, and we do our sacrament and communion and in his honor and so on and so forth. It just does something to you. So I'm just sorry. I'm not sorry, but I'm just so happy to be here today.
I'm glad that it does, because that's what makes it personal for us. And we need to be able to have a personal witness, because we are a witness. We are taking in and partaking of his death.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we will partake in the resurrection as well. So we thank God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you. So Reverend Lil is on the line, and she would do one of her fervent prayers to keep us going in this First Sunday spirit. I would appreciate you if you would be so kind as to do that, Reverend Lil.
Yes, ma'am. You doing good today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. And hopefully the same with you.
Yes. Lord, we come this evening, we come, oh Lord God, with humble hearts. We come, dear Lord God, asking that you will forgive us again in all sins that we may have committed. Ask you, oh Father God, that you will wash us clean, and that you, oh Lord God, will set us on track once again. That your Holy Spirit will receive us, oh Lord, to help us feel. To walk in your way, in your word, and in your will. We ask also, Lord, to make the intercession for us this evening. For we know not what to pray, but we do know that you are God. God all by yourself, Lord. We do know that you are the true and the living God. The one that sits high and looks low. The one that sees everything. That nothing passes by you without you seeing it. The one that knows everything. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing is done without your knowledge of it. We do know these things, Lord God, and we also know that you are present everywhere at the same time. There's no other God like you, God. And we do know that you are worthy of worship. We do know, Lord, you are worthy of thanksgiving and honor. We do know, if we do not know anything else,
Say your prayer.
You loved us so much, oh, hallelujah, that you gave your only begotten Son. Oh, Lord, whoever will believe upon him will not perish, but have everlasting life. We do know these things, and we do know that your Son, our Savior, that only begotten Son, there is no other one. Oh, yes, you have many sons, Lord, but you only have begotten one. Also, and we do know.
Yes, come on, pray.
Everybody that's on this line and all over the world, thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
He did not say a word, Lord God. He went
come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he did. And we do know that he shed his blood for us. So that we would have that opportunity to have a relationship, to be reconciled back to the Father. Oh, we do know this.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. We come together today, Lord, in remembrance of Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord, that you didn't turn away, that you didn't get frustrated and
give up.
Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. You're worthy. Oh, and we'll always, oh, Lord, we thank you for this radio station.
Yeah.
But where people all over here hear your word, Lord God. We thank you.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, for Sister Inez. Yes, I say
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for all of the heroes all over the world. That you, oh,
thank
Lord,
you.
Will put their ears. Help them to hear your voice. Oh, my Lord.
Yes,
help them to
yes.
Help them to receive you. Help them to grow in grace. And into the full knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for Reverend Carolyn and Reverend Rodney.
Thank you. Thank
we
you.
We thank God for their faithfulness, asking that you will continue to bless them in their faithfulness.
Yeah.
Raise them, Lord, order their steps and direct their paths. Give them good health.
Yes, yes.
Give them life. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we turn it over to you.
Thank you.
We
yes,
ask you, Lord,
yes.
that you will with Reverend Carolyn, that you will fill her
yes.
soul and over with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Lord God, whereby she can deliver that you have prepared for her to deliver to us. In the name of Jesus, I say hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, the devil is trying to work today, but I'm not going to let it work. My system just don't want to act right, so I'm giving it to God just to let us use us the way that he wants to use us. And we thank Reverend Lil for that, ooh, that fervent, wonderful prayer. I thought she was fitting to preach. It's F-I-T-N-A, fitting to preach. But her prayers are just so fervent, and I just so appreciate them ever so much. That she just gets me going, and oof, that's all I have to say. As far as
Amen.
The speaker of the hour is Reverend Carolyn McCullough. She usually has this long, nice information to give about her, but she speaks for herself. She's a woman of God. She has children. She has a husband. I'm just going to do like that. She has spread the word ministry, and, you know, she preaches out of her heart. And it's, you know, if you don't know her by now, after all this time that y'all been listening to her, then I guess you're going to learn today. Yes, going to learn today. Because we're going to talk about being vain and living in vain and how we should live. So after we hear this next lesson by the Clark sisters called Is My Living in Vain, we are going to hear from the speaker of the hour, Reverend Carolyn McCullough from Spread the Word Ministries, hailing out of Arlington, Texas. So please get ready, put your seatbelts on, and just get ready to hear the word after this next selection.
Amen.
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 Yes.
It's
my living
in vain.
No, it is not.
Have I made my mind?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you for seeing that selection, Sister Inez. The prayer is
You're welcome.
God is with each of you today. I thank God for another day. I thank God for his word. I thank God for the opportunity to have clarity and understanding of his word, because we're living in a day and time where we must be assured of our salvation. And if we are not assured of our salvation, then any Tom, Dick, or Harry can come and persuade you to lose your faith and your understanding of what Christ has done for you. Now, we're just in the third Sunday after Easter. This is Eastertide season, and because of such, we want to still celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And this is why we want to be happy, but don't you know, as soon as we receive the word, there is an enemy out there who will come and snatch the word from us, from our very heart. And we do not want that to happen. So we want you to be on guard. We want you to be alert. We want you to know that the devil is out there lurking, trying to take down as many of us as he possibly can to go to hell with him. And I don't know about you, but I don't plan to go to hell. I do not plan to go to hell. But I believe that we can go to hell even after accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And if we couldn't, why would Jesus have spent all the time that Jesus did trying to make sure that we got it right? Even on the cross, Jesus was still preaching from the cross, looking out for people, forgiving people, and allowing people to have a better life. And so to that end, we want to know that Jesus is always available. Jesus is always on the main line. And he's right here trying to help us today. And I want us to hear the words in two different translations. The first translation I'm going to read to you is the King James Version, and then I'm going to come back and read to you from the Message Version. And it says, and we're reading from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 12 through 22. And when I get to the Message Bible, we might be a little over verse 22, but we still will get the gist of what's being said. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain and your faith is also vain, yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are falling to asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep, or that slept, I'm sorry. For since by man came death, by man also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this evening, and we pray, oh God, that you will continue to make your word clear to us and help us to see, oh God, we need to be about the elementary things in our understanding, oh God, because it is your desire that none of us will perish, but all of us will have everlasting life. And all of us can have everlasting life, but it's according to what our choosing is, because you have already done what you need to do. We thank you, oh God, so we pray that you will continue to allow our flesh to die and our spirit to rise up in you so that we can be more like Christ today than we've ever been, and we can be secure in our understanding of what salvation really is. In the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, God, and amen and amen. And now from the Message version of the Bible, and it reads, now let me ask you something profound yet troubling. If you became believers because you trusted the proclamation that Christ is alive, risen from the dead, how can you let people say that there is no such thing as a resurrection? If there's no resurrection, there's no living Christ. And face it, if there's no resurrection for Christ, everything we've told you is smoke and mirrors, and everything you stack your life on is smoke and mirrors. Not only that, but we would be guilty of telling a string of barefaced lies about God. All these affidavits we passed on to you verifying that God raised up Christ, sheer fabrication if there's no resurrection. If corpse can't be raised, then Christ wasn't, because he was indeed dead. And if Christ weren't raised, then all you're doing is wandering about in the dark as lost as ever. It's even worse for those who died hoping in Christ and resurrection, because they're already in their grave. If all we get out of Christ is a little inspiration for a few short years, we're pretty sorry. But the truth is that Christ has been raised up, the first in a long legacy of those who are going to leave the cemeteries. There is a nice symmetry in this. Death initially came by a man, and resurrection from death came by a man. Everybody dies in Adam, but everybody comes alive in Christ. But we have to wait our turn. Christ is first, then those with him at his coming. The grand consummation when, after crushing the opposition, he hands over his kingdom to God the Father. He won't let up until the last enemy is down, and the very last enemy is death. As the psalmist said, he laid them low, one and all. He walked all over them. When scripture says that he walked all over them, it's obvious that he couldn't at the same time be walked on. When everything and everyone is finally under God's rule, the Son will step down, taking his place with everyone else, showing that God's rule is absolutely comprehensive, a perfect ending. So I want to use for a subject today, am I living in vain? And I want to tell you right straight off, I'm believing by faith, and I will go to my grave believing by faith that my living is not in vain. I must be assured that my living, my preaching, my teaching is not in vain. I must be assured that my faith in Jesus, my faith in God, and my faith in the Holy Spirit are not in vain. But if I let somebody help me believe that Christ was not raised from the dead, then that's exactly what I am. I'm living preaching, teaching all in vain. And we don't want to do that. We want to be able to say, I'm living in this world, and I am doing my service to God through the works that I do in a church organization to be able to show how thankful I am for Christ having died on the cross for my sin. Therefore, I can say to you that because of Christ, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can say I can be delivered from all of the sins that's in my life. I can say, despite the fact that I am a sinner saved by grace, that I am expected to thrive to be like Christ was, and that is to go and try to call on my help to help me in my times of weakness so that I can prevail and say that I am no longer sinning. Just because I am a sinner, as the Sunday school lesson taught us today and reminded us, that what then are we to say? Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in sin? And so I'm saying to us, what we want to do, what I want to do is preach and teach that Christ is a deliverer. Christ is a healer. Christ can help me in my times of weaknesses. Christ can help me when I'm falling. But I got to do some things in order for Christ to help me. I got to turn over, lean over, bow down, stoop down, humble myself before my Almighty God, who will then reach down, hallelujah, and pick me up out of the muck and mire, turn me around and allow my feet to be placed on
what? Solid ground, in the name of Jesus.
So I thank God that Jesus went all the way to Calvary to save a sin-sick world like me, a sin-sick soul like me. I was wretched. I was on my way to hell, but he saw who I was. I came and I offered myself unto him, and when I offered myself unto him, he picked me up and turned me around, filled me with his Holy Ghost that is sealing, the deal and helping me to be able to hold out when I want to give in. It's helping me to hold out. He has made it possible for me to go to the grave believing that I will live again. Death is at the time of my earthly death is my final death. I will die, but I also will live. I didn't say it. The scripture says it. It says, though we die, when we die in Christ, we will what? Live again. And because we will live again, that means I will be resurrected and raised also. And so I believe today that my living is not in vain. And all I want to tell you today is that is all the more reason why I will serve him for the rest of my life. I will serve him with all of my heart. I will serve him come hell or high water. I will serve him when other people say it's not fashionable to do it. I will serve him when the devil comes and try to turn me around. I will serve him no matter what.
Come on.
My mind is made up. And I will go all the way with Christ. And to that end, I have to always be in a place of saying, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Satan will always come to us. Satan will always try to turn us around. But will you give in or will you stand fast? Will you stand up and say, for God I live, for God I die? Will you stand, will you be one who will understand that your living really is not in vain? So people will come. Y'all, I don't care what we see happening in the world today. All I can tell you is that our hope has to be in Christ Jesus, because if it's not, then we will lose heart. We may faint. We may give in. But things are going to happen in this world that will not get any better. It will not get any better because Christ is on his way back. Just as we saw him go and ascend into heaven, he's also going to descend back down to earth. And when he descends back down, he's going to come riding on a cloud.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And we all can say that we know that he is doing what he said he would
do. So
when you lose your hope that he's coming back, you might as well fold up and die and go ahead on and go to heaven or wherever we're going right now because he is coming back.
Mm.
And he's coming back to get a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back to get a church. He's got, God is a holy God. So he don't want our fleshly body to be in heaven with him. He did all he did so that we can be better than we are today. And so we thank God for that. Because I don't know about you, but all of the hell we go through on earth, all of the confusion we live in the earth, why would we want to go to heaven and have that same kind of mess going on? Why would we want to be with our God who is a deliverer, our God who has transformed our earthly bodies into something magnificent just to be able to say that we're going to be with God? God is not going to let any and everything enter into his holy space. And if you don't believe it, go read some of the Old Testament scriptures and you will see what God's original intent was for people. And when he saw that we would not, could not do it, he came up with the perfect plan. And that perfect plan was what we celebrated on Easter. But I remember in the scripture that I shared on Easter Sunday, John, hallelujah, the fourth chapter, John 3:16, and it says, for God so loved the world, and I'm going to turn to it I can make sure, because the other part is what I want to make sure that we get. John 3:16, we know it by heart, but I want to read it from the scripture. And it says this. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and his only son, that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. Okay? And I want to read it where it says, but that the world might be saved through him. Because the might, hallelujah, is helping us to understand that we all have a part to play in our salvation. And your part is only accepting what Jesus has already done. So if you want to remain in your sins, that's up to you. But he has already made a way that whoever comes to him and believe in his name, hallelujah, will be saved. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, what color you are, how short you are, how tall you are. It does not matter. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, you and I, or the whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Again, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And the might I shared with the church on last Sunday, or Sunday before last, that the might means I have to do something. And with me having to do something, I got to accept him as my Lord and Savior. I got to believe by faith that he died. And when he died, he was buried, and he was resurrected by God on the third day as he said he would. He did that.
Yes.
He got up, and it's a personal thing. This is why we all need to go look at the Passion of Christ. No matter how hard it hurts to look at it, we need to let it hurt so we can see what he took on, because the word today that I'm sharing with you is that we are also participating in his suffering. Hallelujah. We're participating in his suffering.
Yes.
And as we're participating in his suffering, it might help us to look at who we are in our sins and help us to understand that this man was brutally put to death for the sins of Carolyn, not for his own sins, but for my sins. And when you start making it personal that it's your sins, maybe you might want to do something a little more serious than continuing in sin after the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. So, Father God, I thank you now for giving the word. I thank you for allowing the word to be shared, and I pray that it was shared with clarity, and I pray that your people will understand that it's not time for us to keep acting like we know who you are and denying the power thereof, oh God. So I pray that you will fill us with your Holy Ghost and that you will help us, oh God, to love you with our whole heart. Help us, oh God, to forget about ourselves in the flesh and to concentrate on living in the Spirit, oh God, so that we can truly be delivered from these sins that are taunting us and sending us straight to H-E-L-L.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. And I magnify your name. And I know that you're going to do wonderful things, even more than we could ever expect or imagine when we turn our lives over to you and live for you, because whatever we need, you already have it. You have it, oh God.
Yes.
You have everything we need. So no matter what we're running and seeking after, we know that there is nothing that we can come to a gain that's going to be bigger or better than you. So we pray, oh God, that someone will want to give their life to you today and want to get into a serious Bible study and want to grow in grace. Help us, oh God, today. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. And I thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. That was
amen.
Amen. That was amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. If you don't say nothing, let the church say amen. Because, I mean, this is what it deserves right here, okay? This is what we're talking about. Yes, yes, yes. Bible selection by Edwin Hawkins. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, yes.
That's right.
Thank you. Yes.
Somebody.
that he's traveling. He's traveling wrong.
Wrong.
He's not living. Shall not be.
Shall not be.
Won't be in pain.
No, it won't. Ooh.
Ooh. In my I could have held
there, boy. Yeah. That song right there could invite anybody to Christ. You used to sing that song a long time ago. I haven't heard that song in such a long time. I had to play it since that was the topic about living in vain. If you're going to go to heaven, take somebody along with you. Don't go by yourself.
Take somebody.
With you. If I could just help one somebody, you know, then my living will not be in vain.
What did we do to bring others to him? That's right. We're going to be asked that question, I'm sure.
And I live by that.
And so it's a wonderful thing to help somebody, but let's help them get to heaven. Then we can give them some food, and we can give them some clothes and a place to stay and a ride or whatever else after. But let's help them see Jesus first. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So to that end, if you don't know the Lord in the pardoning of your sin, now is this time for you to make your election sure. You need to be assured of your salvation. And we need to know that Christ died. He died for the forgiveness of your sins. He took on the sins of the whole world, including you and me. So whatever our sins were, while we were yet sinning, he was taking on these sins to help us be forgiven and to be able to be reconciled back to God. And because we can be reconciled back to God, if we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, now is the time to know that everything else will fall into place. And the scripture tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. So whatever you're seeking today, what I admonish you to do is to seek Christ first. And once you have sought Christ, then he will be able to help you with all of the things that you have tried to battle all by yourself. So come on and give your life to Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your life to Christ. And as you give your life to Christ, he will give you a life full of peace that passes all understanding. I'm not assuring you that you won't have trouble, because you made it up in your mind to give your life to Christ, that's when your trouble will begin. Because now you will not be running with the devil. You will be running against the devil. And when you're running against the devil, he will back up off of you and allow the negative things and positive things to happen in your life. But when you make your election clear for Christ, then he's going to come after you hard, because he's trying to turn you around. He's trying to keep you from keeping your feet on solid ground. He doesn't want you to be in Christ. So he's going to allow you to be enticed by all kinds of things, all of the things that you suffer with. He's going to beat them up and allow you to know that it's still good. There is no need in serving this Jesus they're talking about. I can give you more. Well, that's what he did to Jesus. But he could not give Jesus something that was not his to give. He offered Jesus the world. He took him up on the pinnacle and told him to look around and see all of this. If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. Well, he doesn't have anything to give. He doesn't have anything to give. So when you make your election sure, this is why you need to get into a Bible study, so you can study the word and see what the word says. You can trust God. You can believe in his word. Because his word is true. He will never tell you a lie. So come on and let us give our lives to Christ today. You can give your life to Christ for the first time, or you can recommit your life to Christ. Because many of us have backslidden. And because we're in a backslidden state, that's a state that, like, you never even knew God. So come on and give your life to Christ, and let's make it right with him. Is there one today? You can all come off of mute and let's come on and let's pray the prayer of confession together. Amen.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So repeat after me, and then we will pray, and I will pause long enough for you to pray with me, okay?
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner.
Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner.
And I need your forgiveness.
And I need your forgiveness.
I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
Today I turn from my sins.
Today I turn from my sins.
And I invite you into my heart as my personal Savior.
And I invite you into my heart as my personal Savior.
I'm willing to follow and obey you as Lord of my life.
I'm willing to follow you, my Lord of my life.
Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for filling me with your Holy Spirit.
Thank you for filling me with your Holy Spirit.
And thank you for giving me eternal life.
Thank you for giving me eternal life.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
It's just that simple. Now all we got to do is get into Bible study and be serious about Bible study, reading the Word, applying the Word, and being obedient to His Word. And I'm going to ask all of us to focus on this one scripture today. And for the upcoming week, I want you to just repeat after me and say all week long, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
Christ,
me.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. My favorite. Yes. Amen.
What a word.
Thank God for the word. Thank God for the message.
Thank God for the messenger.
Amen.
To God be the glory. She preached out of her soul. I'm right here with her.
Yes,
I thought she was going to get every one time. She preached out of her soul. To God be the glory. But you know, if her sermon speaks to Holy Communion, because we might as well not do Holy Communion if we don't believe Jesus lived, died, and was resurrected. Then what we're getting ready to do wouldn't even be possible if Jesus didn't die and was resurrected.
That's right.
So I do believe, and my prayer is that all who are listening certainly believe that Jesus lived, Jesus died, and Jesus was resurrected. And Jesus lives today. Let us pray. Lord, oh, how we thank you. Thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to share in Holy Communion. We don't take it lightly, nor do we take it for granted. That's why we come into your presence asking forgiveness of all of our sins, that we might be looked upon worthy, not necessarily by each other, but looked upon worthy in your eyesight, oh God.
So
we pray that you will set us up, line us up, straighten us up, whatever needs to be done. And as we share in Holy Communion, you will be pleased with us. And God, we welcome all that's in Holy Communion, all of the healing, all of the deliverance, everything that's in it, we want it, oh God. And so we pray that you open us up and do it for us now. Not for any selfish reasons, but that we might be a blessing to you and build up this kingdom, your kingdom. In Jesus' name, if any person sins, please, if you haven't gotten your substance to use, you might want to do that now, your juice, your bread, crackers, whatever you have in the house. If any person sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, y'all, but for the sins of the whole world. Wherefore, you that truly and earnestly repent of your sins. And in love and charity with your neighbors. Watch this. And intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy way. Draw near with faith, and take the holy sacrament to your comfort. Devoutly kneeling and making one humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, maker of all faith, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, by word, and by deed. Against your divine master, walking most justly your wrath and indignation against us, we do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous to us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Most merciful Father, for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please you in the newness of life, to the honor and the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Lord, I add to that prayer, I pray that you would forgive all of us for our sins. I pray, God, that at this point, we are asking forgiveness, that you might look upon us as worthy. So I pray, God, that each person that's on the line in our own individual way, in our hearts, will reach out and ask you forgiveness for our sins. Thank you, oh God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of your great mercy have promised forgiveness of sin to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto thee. Have mercy upon us. Please pardon and deliver us from all of our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness. And then bring us to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your holy table. Oh, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercy. You know, we're not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under the table. But you are the same, Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, to eat the flesh of your Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may live and grow thereby, and that being washed through his most precious blood, he may evermore dwell in us. We may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of your tender mercy did give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption. He made there by oblation of himself, he once offered a full, perfect, and a sufficient sacrifice. My Lord, oblation is satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute in his holy gospel, command us to continue perpetual memory of his precious death until his coming again, and he will come again. Hear us. O merciful Father, we humbly beseech you and grant that we receive in these your creatures of bread and wine according to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death, in remembrance of his passion, that we may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Y'all, who in the same night he was betrayed, not the next night, but in the same night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat this. This is my body, which is given for you. Please do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink you all of this. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. For the remission of sins, do this as oft as you drink it, in remembrance in remembrance of me. It is very meet, right, in our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, oh, how we laud and we magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O Lord, Most High. Let us take our bread in our hands. The body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which was given for you, was given for me, was given for all of us, to preserve our souls and our bodies unto everlasting life. Please take and eat. Please take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you. And let us feed on him in our hearts by faith and with thanksgiving. Let us eat together. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remissions of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together in remembrance of our Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Thy
yes.
will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
And now the benediction.
Amen.
The benediction for this Holy Communion service. Not the benediction for the worship service, but the benediction for this Holy Communion service. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessings of God Almighty, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, be among you and remain with you always. Lord, again, we are so very thankful. From start to finish, we are so very thankful that you allowed us to be a part in this great celebration. Thank you, O God. I'll repeat once again, we don't take it for granted, nor do we take it lightly. But we thank you because we know the cost. We know the cost.
Yeah.
We know the cost that you paid that we might be able to share in it. And you gave your all. You gave your life.
Yeah.
That we might be able to share in Holy Communion. So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Now we wait with anticipation with all that's in it that we will receive. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen one time. Amen again, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Well, let's have a prayer.
Yeah. fellowship.
And then you can tell me when you want the benediction. And
if you want to go ahead and do the benediction, and then people either can stay on the line or they can, you know, they can do whatever you want to do. So you can go ahead and do the benediction, and these, you know, people care to hang up in there. Okay.
And, okay. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever.
Thank you.
Amen. And the key words here is for the according to the power that works in us. So let us get the Holy Ghost power and let's lean on the Holy Ghost power to take us through in everything that we do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank God, and we thank you for being here with us today. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much to the Spread the Word Ministry. Thank you, Reverend McCauley. McCullough, Carolyn McCullough, and Reverend Rodney McCullough, Sister Reverend, Lil. And also Reverend Eric, who's on the line with us today from Spread the Word Ministries. And they have Sunday service every first Sunday, and as well as Bible study. So y'all need to join in on some Bible study, because we's learning. Yes, W-E-E-E-Z. We's learning, okay? And and so right now we're in Matthew. We started at Matthew, the fifth chapter, and we're almost through the sixth chapter, heading toward the seventh chapter, and talking about the Mount on the Sermon, divorce, about, you know, just some of everything. I should have let Reverend McCullough talk about that, but, you know, y'all need to join us, and then we could talk about it. We won't have it this Wednesday because we had it last Wednesday, so y'all need to join us a week from Wednesday and be prepared. Be prepared. And we're talking about what, Reverend McCullough? On the sixth, you remember?
Sermons on the backside of the mountain.
Yes. And then there was another one. First things first, what it is.
Yes,
Matthew 6, 25 through 34, And then we're going to go to Matthew 7, 1 through 5. First things first, the next one is too jacked up to judge. So y'all best be ready. See, I got my notes. I'm ready to go.
Too jacked
up to judge. Too jacked up to judge. That's right. So y'all be ready for some Bible study and a week after next. And on May 3rd, this Tuesday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. With Wally Bond again, he's going to join me, and that's Mega Bread's Crumbs on WhatsApp, and that's an app that will help you. Basically, you can get an app for Spread the Word Ministries, and people can click on that app and listen to you and do all kinds of things and learn about you. And so he's the person who's going to talk about bringing people on. Like, I can get an app, you can get an app, and you can get an app, and then that way, all of us joining together, so you'll know what's going on throughout, you know, Blog Talk Radio and so on and so forth. So that is Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on May 5th, Thursday, with a view of the kingdom from Pine Bluff, there are four women of God that last week they talked about the ideal man for the ideal woman. And the week prior to that was who's God's ideal woman. Man, they was we have had almost 100 people listen to that that segment. So there's like, we're at 98 right now. So it's like, oh my gosh, that's like wonderful. So if you want to know about the ideal man for the ideal woman, you can always go back and listen to those episodes. And then that same Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern is Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks. He's not sure what he wants to talk about. He's got a couple of things in mind. So y'all just have to tune in and hear what's going on. But I'll be talking about it throughout the week. So, and then on May 8th, Mother's Day, Pastor B, A Time to Decree, we're going to do a rerun from the second April service. Because it's Mother's Day, and we want everybody and all the mothers to spend time with their mothers. So you can listen to that rerun broadcast. And let's support Reverend Ron Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album through iTunes, MyTunes. Let's buy his tunes through Amazon, CD Baby, and all other music media. And so if you have a topic that you want to discuss with me on Tuesday nights, email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to, you know, discuss it with you and see what's going on. And if you want to listen to prior episodes, go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a radio icon. You click on that, and you can see all the different radio shows that we've had ever since day one. That's how far back we've had some pretty good and interesting ones. So please go back, peruse, and look, and you know, just listen to some of the wonderful segments that we've had. And I think that's all. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say before I do my final close? No. Well, we want to thank, again, Spread the Word Ministry, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, Reverend Rodney McCullough, Reverend Lil Broadway, and Reverend Eric Broadway for joining us today. And just having a good first Sunday of May service and communion as well. And I have been your hostess for the evening. For today, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Style Cool Designs at www.anaisvalcour.com. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram and under Anais Style Cool. And thank you again for joining us on this wonderful Sunday. And if you've got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. And if you're going through a depression state, I don't want you to be the last voice you hear in your head. Reach out to somebody. As I was working today at the Rays baseball game, there was a group of people that had these T-shirts on, beautiful purple shirts with green writing that says, don't suffer in silence. And they were mental health T-shirts that they had. They're beautiful T-shirts. And then they had the the player's name on the back. So if you guys are going through something, send me an email or do something, but don't, please don't take your life. Call the suicide prevention telephone number or call one of us or text one of us, but please don't give up, okay? You've got church people reaching out to you. As the one song says, if I could help somebody as I pass along, we want to be that somebody that can help you. So please, please, please join us on church Bible study and email me at Let's Do It Radio. And if you want any of the ministers to contact you, I'd be happy to do so. And so let's give the church an amen, amen, amen. But be happy in the skin you're in. And oh, yeah, give something away free, like a smile. And watch the value of a person appreciate. So please, please, please don't think you're out there by yourself. Call us, email us, but don't be out there alone. Can I get an amen from the church today?
Amen.
I don't get no amen. All right, all right, all right.
Amen.
And we have our, do it. All right.
Amen.
Yeah. We're going to
amen.
Have our do it all
amen.
In the mall prayer. And then you are, as you say, free to roam the radio the rest of the day. And please be safe. And if I do not speak to you on Mother's Day, please have a wonderful and blessed Mother's Day. Kiss your mothers if they're still living. Pray for the mothers who have gone on before us, and pray for the mothers who are coming up behind us. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Good night.